You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Johnny Ray on the line. He's president of Gold Galore Diamond Center. He's also founder of Stellar Vocals, and he's a vocalist in the heavy metal band Three-Headed Snake. Johnny Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Man, I still say I've been telling people all week about this interview, and I'm like, I think this might be the best headline of 2021 for sure. Singer sings heavy metal, slings precious metal. I'm like, come on, talk about the two different sides of the spectrum for singing heavy metal and also being in the jewelry business and working with precious metal. So we'll get into all of that, of course, as we go through the interview. But we'll start this interview with, like we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Johnny, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Johnny, what mission matters to you?
Honestly, being kind to people, treating people with respect, trying to, you know, walk in the light, pretty much. That's the mission that matters to me.
It's awesome. So love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to really share why they do what they do and, you know, where their heart's at in all their endeavors. So thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. So just to dive right in, let's go further into your background. So I guess I see this interview as we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about, obviously, the music side of things. We'll talk about the precious metal sides of things. And there's a whole lot in between. But maybe let's just start on the music side. So how did you get started with your love for music?
Oh, geez. I mean, I was a little kid sitting by myself listening to records, anything I could get my hands on. We had a little record player, and I would just sit and listen to music constantly. And I guess my mom had noticed my love for music. So she eventually bought me a piano and got me piano lessons at age 11. And that's pretty much what started it. I was introduced to different types of bands, like at 12 years old, introduced to Metallica and, you know, found out about Pantera and all these bands growing up. And, I was bullied a lot as a kid. So, a lot of the heavy metal music really appealed to me because it was like a way for me to get out the, you know, the anger, so to speak.
So like those early influences, tell me a little bit more about like what led you down this path into heavy metal.
Well, pretty much like I said, there was it just appealed to me the sound wise. I was bullied as a kid. So, that sort of stuff just really appealed to me because it was about fighting back. It was about taking charge of your life. You know, that sort of stuff, the kind of stuff that they sing about in heavy metal music, you know. Plus, I love to bang my head. I don't know.
I feel like those are two requirements, right? If you don't like those two, then come on, you're kind of in the wrong.
Yeah, and as you get older, then the other requirement's a chiropractor.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about on the other side of the coin. Talk about a little bit about how you got into precious metals and how you got into the jewelry business. And I see, by the way, so tell us a little bit more also about your backdrop. I was like, this is also really a unique thing.
This is our shop where we've been in business almost 40 years.
Wow.
My mom started this in the early 80s. We don't know the exact date. Mm-hmm. But we're guessing around 1984. Mm-hmm. It's been in the same location all these years. Mm-hmm. My mom ran it for years. Then my uncle ran it for years. My dad ran it for years. And I've been running it almost 12 years. April next year will be 12, my 12th year, owning the business. And, so yeah, that's pretty much how I got on it, in it. I've been running around this place since I'm 3 years old. So
yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say. So you were, I grew up in kind of having a family business and legacy like that, to where I remember, going around there and then hearing about my grandmother and like in her, like, she's like, oh, I grew up here. And then like going on further than that, I'm like, wow, it amazes me. What was it like growing up in that atmosphere in a family business? I feel like it's a different upbringing slightly.
Well, I would say that, your life revolves around the business.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you were to, grow up on a farm, like have to tend to the farm, right? This is the farm. These are the crops, we have to harvest the crops. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So pretty much growing up that way, you got a fast track and realization that this is your priority. Mm-hmm. This is what puts food on the table. This is what, gives you a place to live and so on. So it's important.
What I love about established family businesses and legacy and things like that, and kind of carrying on the torch, is I feel like you learn a lot about people, and you learn about a different value set. Let's just say that maybe, I'm not saying everybody doesn't have values, but it's a different value set when you have that name on the line, when you're the new face, so to speak. Cause I remember seeing that kind of in my family, and my brother, he was the one that went down the route of the family business, and he's still in the face of that. And I see like some of the things that he goes through and some of the things he learned. What are some of the values and just some of the things that, core wise, were kind of handed down to you that you now pride yourself in as you are carrying the torch of the family business?
Well, honestly, no business survives that shafts people, that treats people badly. So, you grow up realizing that being honest to people is of the utmost importance. Mm-hmm. Treating everybody with respect, whether or not they walk in a suit or mm-hmm. they walk in covered in lawn clippings, construction workers, no matter who comes in, they get the same amount of respect. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of respect, because people come in here to spend their hard-earned money. They get all the respect. They end up with a wow experience.
That's awesome. And so tell me a little bit about the culture and how you keep everything together at Gold Galore Diamond Center.
Can you clarify?
So tell me a little bit more about the culture, like the culture. Is it still family? Is it still mostly family working there? Like, tell me a little bit more about the.
Yeah. So, it's my wife, and I, and, my two sons, which are 15 and 17, have been working on and off, part-time, mm-hmm. learning the business. So they're, the next generation's coming up. I can see in the future, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years in business. My sons grew up learning the same values and morals that I have.
Yeah.
And I think that they'll run the business just as I do. Mm. And just as my dad did and my mom did. We have a couple employees. One of them I worked with at Circuit City back in 2000. And she...
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Oh, yeah. That place is long gone.
Yeah. Some of the youngins listening right now are like, what's that? What's he talking about?
It's basically like...
That was the Boomer, best ever once upon a time.
It's Boomer Best Buy. Yeah. So... but anyway, her and I worked together, and mm-hmm. she was always a really outgoing, bubbly person. And I thought she was a really great fit. She has the same morals that we have. Mm-hmm. And then we have a jeweler that works for us. He's been doing jewelry repair and jewelry, custom stuff and all that for 40 plus years.
Wow.
So he's super talented. He's quick. And, he's a great guy. We love working with Brian.
Let's shift gears a bit. So I want to spend some more time on the music side of things. So stellar vocals. So now, you know, obviously you have your music career, and we'll talk about your band in a moment. I know you're in multiple bands, but we'll talk about that in a moment. But let's get into the idea of teaching and what led you down this path, and tell us a little bit more about stellar vocals.
Well, I kind of fell into teaching because I trained as an opera singer for years, and I sang in a heavy metal band called Syaxis, in the local area this is 13, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. And people would hear me sing and say, dude, I need your help. I need your help. I'm like, well, I've never taught anybody, but I know what my teachers teach me. I think I could probably help you. My first student, Ken, he still hits me up from time to time, you know, and he sounds awesome these days. And he sounded great back then too, but he hits me up and talks about, you know, the things that I taught him, and he still remembers the techniques that I taught him. And so, you know, it's kind of snowballed, and eventually I really started to like teaching. I like the rewards of, you know, seeing somebody go from good to great, or from not so good to good, you know. And I really, really enjoy it. I like the people that I teach. And so I decided to take it further and, you know, start my website and, you know, stellarvocals.com, and, you know, start to promote what I do. Mm-hmm. Now I teach at a music school called Mullins Music. Mm-hmm. They're actually a nonprofit. They actually take donations from people and give grants to kids that are learning to learn instruments of all kinds. That's pretty much, you know, the long and short of Stellar Vocals, how it came to be, and so on.
And you're always looking to hone your craft as well. I know. I think you just finished a program or something else like that. Tell a little bit more about that.
Actually, this just
Come on, man.
Yeah, I got my professional certificate from Berkeley.
Breaking
Online.
News. That's what I'm talking about, Johnny. You do not disappoint. I didn't know I was going to get a flash of the certificate. So that's awesome. Tell me more about it.
So I did a, being bred into the opera stuff, as far as my teacher goes, he's 100 years old and he still teaches. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I got the old school kind of, training. Okay. Yeah. And we didn't really get into terminology too much. He's an old Italian guy. So, you know, his English is fine, but he doesn't really get into the terminology. He's like, you know, literally like, Think grandpa, but a vocal coach, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I decided that, you know, if I'm going to be teaching, I want to have the kind of college education, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I decided I wanted to go to Berkeley, and Berkeley College of Music, if, you know, your audience doesn't know, is one of the best colleges you can go to for music. Mm-hmm. The best and brightest musicians. I guarantee you, musicians you've heard of have gone mm-hmm. there. And, I decided to go there and, kind of learn the terminology and the college form of it. So now I have the old school and the new school, you know.
I was just going to say that. So your students benefit from having both, because you don't usually get both of those mixes. I mean, not too many people get a, you know, 100-year-old, or it obviously wasn't that old when you were starting, but let's just say a 89. Seasoned Italian gentleman who's the old school. Like, most people, you don't get to teach you opera.
No,
that's hard enough in its own.
No, and I tell my students, you know, a lot of we do what we call vocal calisthenics or vocal exercises. And the exercises that we do are hundreds of years old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I incorporate some of the new too from Berkeley and the new understanding. So it's a really well-rounded thing, you know?
Man, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And kind of going down the list here, I mean, you're a busy guy, so I don't know how you find time for all this. Obviously a family man, running a family business. Now you're a teacher, so you have, let's just say, your surrogate students, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you're still actively involved in music with your band, or multiple, but I guess let's start with just talking about Three-Headed Snake. So tell me a little bit more about that.
So Three-Headed Snake is a band based out of Los Angeles. We have guitarists from Ministry, ex-drummer of Ministry, which are these 80s and 90s industrial metal bands. Mm-hmm. And so basically how I fell into that was I just one day on a whim, I was like, I'm going to just post a video of me singing and saying that I'm looking for a touring band in Craigslist all over the country.
Wow.
So I just posted one in Los Angeles Craigslist. And the guy who, you know, his name is Sin, the guy who, you know, found my ad, he said he was just in the middle of the night, couldn't sleep. And he was looking for a band for his project that he was putting together. And he found my video and he was like blown away that he loved the vocals. And I got an email the next day and asked if I was interested. And I said, yeah, definitely. So he sent me the music, and the music was written in such a way that it just, my vocals just kind of wrote themselves.
Wow.
And it just kind of really organically came together like that. And this was about 6 years ago. So we put out a 3-song demo, and he was really busy with his band at the time. So we didn't do too much, but around 2019, we decided that we were going to play some shows.
Yeah.
So he because of all his connections, he got us a show on in Bloodstock, which is this heavy metal festival in the UK. So I 2019 I got to play at this huge festival. That was our debut show in front of thousands of people. This festival is like 20 to 25,000 people that come.
It's amazing. And
we were in the second stage, the huge, I mean, there's huge tent, huge stage. And that was our debut show. So it was really cool. Really great experience flying to England and, you know, living the rock star life for a little bit. But then we were supposed to do a bunch of touring last year.
Oh.
We were supposed to tour all summer. And of course, you know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of put the kibosh on it. So as far as it goes, we're planning next year. We're planning on next year getting back out there and doing the thing. So.
Man, that's awesome. It's not the part about obviously what happened on the tour, but I can't this is one of those stories that you hear and you're like, what? Like, how did this come together? A Craigslist ad leads to I couldn't sleep, leads to watching a video and from there you're like, what? Like, I love the vocals, leads to the music, right? Like you actually,
this is like some Forrest Gump kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, like you have actual chemistry and you like playing with each other, which I'm just going to assume, because if you were planning on touring together, like you have to like each other. So So now you go down the next step and then and you're still sticking together. So, I mean, that's a great story. What would you tell some of those, especially as I think a lot of people's music careers over this last, you know, not being able to tour, not being able to do a lot of different things have, you know, taken a little bit of halt, and people are in various levels of their career, right? So some people just getting started, some people just getting their name out there. Like, what do you think is one of the things that kind of kept you guys strong to keep on pushing forward to get through this?
Well, I mean, the only thing that can stop my love for music is pushing up daisies.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's really not, there's not much that can stop my love for music or my desire to continue, because, you know, you having a bad day, you throw on a song that you love and it just makes your day great. You know, it just sings to your heart and enlivens your soul, you know? So what can I say? I mean, it's an inner fire that can't be put out.
Man. Well said. And where can people listen to your music? Like, where can people connect?
Okay, so as far as it goes with that, we're on all streaming platforms. Yeah. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. You name it, Apple Music. Mm-hmm. It's Three-Headed Snake, the number three. Yeah. Headed Snake. And then, of course, I have other projects and stuff that that are coming together. A local band that I put together called The Morning, and it's MOURNING. Mm-hmm. And it's the name is kind of a play on kind of looking at the state of the world and mourning. So it's a progressive rock and metal band, a little bit more chill most of the time, a little bit more chill for people who, you know, don't want to headbang the whole time, like yeah. some chill music. This will definitely appeal to them. And that you can also find our EP on all streaming platforms. And there is a new album coming for both bands.
Mm.
So that's all in the works right now.
Man, I don't know how you keep it together.
Me neither.
I can barely just do this show. It's enough. I'm like, you're running businesses, you're planning touring, you're teaching. Like, how do you do it, man?
How do I do it? Just got to be disciplined. You got to remember you got stuff to do one day at a time. And, you know, also the love of it. The love mm-hmm. of it keeps me going. You know, the nostalgia of being raised here with my parents and, you know, all that kind of keeps me going with the jewelry. And my dad always liked jewelry and it just kind of sat with me. And I love, you know, sitting down with somebody who mm-hmm. is getting engaged or needs a gift for their grandchild or, yeah. you know, needs a birthday gift for their wife. I love being part of that and helping them create this like awesome moment in somebody's life, you know? So we really work hard to do that. I mean, we, even down to the boxes that we give with the jewelry, we have little boxes that have lights in them that when, wow. you know, you could be in a dark room and hand them the gift and it just like shines because of this little LED light in the box. I mean, we plan every detail meticulously. And so to answer your question, just the love of all of this keeps me going, honestly.
Yeah, that's great. And just thinking about it, because I've always seen jewelry and just seeing like the moments behind it, like it's a very intimate business. Like you're helping mm-hmm. somebody with a ring, like you're helping somebody with some of these like really like precious moments, and you kind of become part of their life, especially I know since you were a kid. I'm guessing you have like clients and customers that have seen you from when you were like a little guy running around the store.
You were this high. You were this high when I came in here, blah, blah, blah. I hear that all the time. I hear it all the time. And then, of course, I have customers that, you know, I have one customer, which you can see her if you go to our website, goldgalore.com, and watch our video on there. You can see her at the end of the commercial. She, you know, when my wife was pregnant, brought in, you know, baby clothes
wow.
for me as a gift. You know, this is the type of clientele that we have, you yeah. know, and we really do look at our customers like family, you know, because that's the kind of relationship we have with them.
Yeah, that commercial, I saw it on there, and we'll hyperlink that and put it in the show notes because I want everybody to check that out. Like, it's a great commercial. And when you told me the backstory of her, now that I understand, I'm like, come on now. Of course she saw you, and that's who you would choose for the commercial. Like, those are strong relationship and ties.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amazing. So so first off, Johnny, it's been awesome having you on the show today. I want to give some more information first on Gold Galore, Gold Galore Diamond Center, because I want to make sure that people can connect. So we said first the website and also the location, geography wise. Give us a little bit more information there.
So we're just outside of Tampa, a little northwest of Tampa. We're in a town called Hudson. Mm-hmm. We're right on a main highway called State Road 52. Pasco County. So yeah, that's where we're located.
Awesome. And then the website one more time,
goldgalore.com.
And then let's get to the music side of things. So one more time. So if somebody wants to connect, and you have a Facebook page too for, cause I was on it for Three-Headed Snake as well. Is that mm-hmm. just Three-Headed Snake? I don't recall the exact, but we'll put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a Three-Headed Snake on Facebook.
And you can see some of those pictures. So that's where those pictures were from, was from some of those shows you were talking about, right?
Exactly.
Oh, they're amazing. I saw that and I'm like, come on, man. That looked like you were having a blast.
Oh, man, we killed it.
I figured. And then for the music side of things, for Three Headed Snake, I know that music you said is already on all streaming platforms. Yeah.
All streaming platforms. You can find it on any streaming platform. Yes.
And then for the new projects that you have coming out, is there something out that people can see, or how do they kind of just follow the journey overall and stay around for updates?
Well, there's, like I said, The Morning, you can go that on, we actually have a Bandcamp site, themorning.bandcamp.com, or you can listen to it on all of the streaming platforms. We're on Facebook. So definitely can keep in touch with us there.
And then, finally, Stellar Vocals. So for people that, and this is a question I had as well. So for people that want voice training, is this is a majority for singers, or should like on-air talent like me, should I be coming to you for voice?
I mean, right now,
my voice?
Yes, absolutely. Right now I'm training a lady that's doing podcasts. I've wow. trained podcast people in the past. You can use the same techniques that you use for singing, to actually help your speaking voice on podcasts and shows and whatnot. So yeah, I do train all of that.
And also for, am I incorrect for saying, like, when you say the exercises and things like that, it's going to make your voice stronger, like with the resonance, or
absolutely.
A little bit more. Sell me some vocal lessons right now, Johnny, because I'm in, man. I know I need to think about these things.
So the breathing techniques are super important. Mm-hmm. They help support the voice. Definitely the learning and understanding of vocal placement will help with your resonance, help with your projection. And also the whole thing with, you know, if you're talking for all day long.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just to give you a quick example, when we were going to go play that show in England, I thought, okay, well, I had to fly to LA first, and we never played before. Okay. So I get to LA and I'm like, oh, and he's like, oh, we're going to practice from 12 to 8, 3 days in a row. I'm like, 12 to 8, 3 days in a row. Yeah. I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, it's probably just they'll practice by themselves and have me come in the last 2 hours, because they know they can't blow out my voice, you know.
For sure.
Well, I was wrong. They needed me in order to have their cues, and I didn't think about that, you know.
Oh.
To have their musical cues, like without me, they rely on me to know what parts to play. So to make a long story short, I had to sing 3 days in a row, 8 hours a day, and had 2 days off, and then sang that big show. Wow. So it was crazy. Yeah. So to make a long story short, if I can do that, you can do the same thing with some training. You know, it takes breath support, vocal placement, all those sort of things, knowing how to hydrate, knowing, you know, the temperature of the water to drink, all of that can really help you become a better vocalist, whether or not you're singing or just talking.
Awesome. And one more time, the website for Stellar Vocals.
StellarVocals.com, STELLAR Vocals, VOCALS.com.
Fantastic. Well, Johnny, really appreciate you coming on the show today sharing more about, you know, about your business, about the family legacy that you're carrying on over at the Diamond Center, and then also all the things you're doing musically and teaching. I mean, just definitely a dynamic individual. It was an honor definitely to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be on it. Thank you.
And then to the audience, as always, especially if you're a first-time listener or a visitor, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and experts coming on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. So definitely hit that subscribe button. And Johnny, seriously, thank you again for coming on.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.